Essendon, we wear the red and black. We're famous for our courage, we will never turn our backs. With our teamwork and our talking, we'll strive right for the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all. We're called the Bombers, we go our merry way. We'll be there in September in the Premiership we'll play. We'll go striding, we'll be first to the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all.
Yes, hello everyone and welcome to the latest episode of Napier Street Elite. A tough game on Sunday brought about one of the best single performances we've seen since the likes of Lloydie and Lucas stepped into our forward 50. And while it was a magnificent team effort, one can't help but grin at the current form of our Jake Buckets Carlisle. Dad?
One can't help but grin. I love that statement. At Bomber Thompson's grin.
Yeah, true.
Because while even Essendon people were saying, put him back, people were getting angry, and Bomber Thompson was saying things like, comparing him to the Geelong
Big fella. Lonergan?
Big fella. No, the big full four.
Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, you know, he was getting threatening mail and that to drop him, and he stuck with him. He was doing the same thing, and I think inside, although he hasn't said much inside, he'd be absolutely grinning is probably the greatest.
It was a good press conference.
It was.
Yeah.
He just sat back
and
smiled.
He was quite coy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Because some of the things that I think Stevens or whatever his name is, the journalist, was asking, just
bad question.
Totally disrespectful. Totally disrespectful. So, yeah, it was wonderful to see. And he's taking marks from in front. He's taking marks from behind. He's leading
in the middle
of the pack, contested, non-contested.
Ones that he shouldn't take.
Tackles. 8 or 9 tackles.
The tackles are very impressive.
Boy, what a complete
performance.
Because
he pops up down back all the time.
What a complete performance. And he still doesn't want to shoot for goal. Like,
he could have 10.
He could have easily.
He gave away 2 that were probably gettable for a guy who's kicked 8.
But he's kicked 8-2. It's not as if he's got
the
yips or anything
that.
He's gone from 5th in our goal kicking to top by 3 in 2 weeks. Not that that says a lot about our goal kicking, but he's now got 22. But it was wonderful to watch. That was pleasing, but the most pleasing part was, and we actually said this last week, that the Bulldogs are really different. They are really relentless. The way they attacked Gold Coast up there in Cairns, you could see it. Their young players have got everything going for them. They actually bottled us up, and again, we were taking so long in making decisions and going backwards and sideways, and they balked us up. But when it had to be won, we have real leaders around the place that just took the bit between the teeth and said go.
Yeah.
And for people who doubt Chapman, he's nearly finished.
Well, they were riding him off at half time.
But when the chips were down in that last quarter, a couple of tackles, a goal, just incredible. Heppel, who obviously everyone knows, future captain material, was outstanding. Windelick, with his run in the last quarter, was
even Dempsey,
outstanding.
I thought. Myers.
Dempsey's improvement since Bomber Thompson's taken on as coach, because he's changing his game.
Since he had that disciplinary act too.
That's right. The flashy stuff seems to have gone, and he's doing a lot of the other stuff.
He's done a McVeigh.
That was, and Hurley is probably one of his better games.
I think he played excellently.
Honestly, if you're an Essendon supporter, forget what happens this year and all the rest of the stuff. But when you look at that spine and you see a Hocking, Hurley, Carlisle, Danaher,
Hocking.
And they're all in their early
Hooker.
20s. Hooker, sorry. Yep. Hooker, sorry, sorry. Huh? Hooker, Carlisle, Hooker, Hurley, Carlisle and Danaher.
Yes.
All in their early 20s.
Yes.
If that doesn't get you excited, nothing does. That is sensational. Any club would be looking at that with envy.
It's arousing.
And it is absolutely fantastic. And I really, really, really am grateful that we snuck over the line for the win.
We lost a couple like that.
We didn't. Unfortunately, we had family commitments, so we couldn't go.
They know when the away games are, our family.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they've been trained.
Yeah, they know.
They've been trained. But what a punishment not to go to listen to that commentary. Sandy Roberts, they've lost 0.2%. This is not good. Sandy, are you on this planet or what?
It was quite.
Oh, no, they've lost 0.3. It matters not.
There was a couple of moments where when you see the commentators when they're talking to each other. Where was it? Dopey Dwayne and
Dwayne, which way did they go?
Russell. Right. Yeah. And the other fella, and Roberts would talk about the percent, and you could actually see their faces kind of go, I don't know where to lead from here. I'm not sure what to say.
I'm going to leave some of my stuff for Grumpy Dad.
Oh, I wanted to actually bring up the commentary in Grumpy Dad, so let's
all right, we'll do
let's
that.
Leave that.
So it was excruciating listening to it. We tried it with the sound off, but it's so it's impossible.
Yes.
And the radio isn't synced. No. So we tried it with everything, and it's terrible. So
do you know what is helpful? You've really got to get into it, is just sit on Twitter and listen to the very faithful Essendon supporters talking about it. It is, some of the people out there are so funny on our Twitter that they're actually quite smart funny. It's okay. It's not just I hate the commentating. It is very comical, and it does help. On the away games, I'll sit on the laptop,
okay,
listening and watching. It is so funny.
But it was terrific. I take my hat off. I know we do bang on about it, but Bomber Thompson.
Mm.
Wow.
You do bang on about it.
Oh, just outstanding. This is a season out of the blue. Yep, we've lost some shocking games, and yes, we've not played all that well, all those things, and yep, criticism, blah, blah, blah. He has held everything together with a demeanour, which really some political leaders could have a look at. Absolutely outstanding. I'm getting carried away.
Bummer for Prime Minister.
Absolutely outstanding leadership skills.
Then we'd lose him.
Outstanding. That's another topic for another day. Mm. Votes. Well, and we got a huge amount of votes.
People were excited.
Yes, people were very excited. A huge amount of votes.
Yeah.
And a couple of records were broken.
Smashed in the Napier Street. Election.
And one was nearly created that would probably never, ever happen again. Right. Everybody voted 3 for Carlisle. Everybody but a couple of people voted 2 for Ryder. And I went Carlisle, Ryder, Heppel, because I thought Heppel, who was held early, showed leadership skills and later, yes, he was a bit lucky, the guy on him was injured, but he just pushed through.
I think that's a bit of a cop-out.
And I think I thought he played really well. That's my...
Yeah, I had exactly the same 3 as you.
So Carlisle, Ryder, Heppel for you as well.
Yeah, I did, because Carlisle... I think Ryder is now.
We have to talk about Ryder.
The
disappearance of Bell Chambers, it's been like a switch. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think he's really stepping up, and he had a big game against Minson, because Minson, I reckon, is one of the best ruckmen going around, and he not gave him a bath, but he beat him.
Well, I'll tell you
confidently.
What. Minson's All-Australian, was he not last year?
Yep, he was.
He was All-Australian last year, and I actually...
But you know who else might be All-Australian this year? I don't know if you heard it 16 or 17 times.
Oh.
Dalhouse.
What, is there a Dalhouse for All-Australian campaign?
When we talk about number four...
Bontempelli.
Bontempelli, Stringer.
Yeah.
Horvat and McRae.
McRae.
They're miles more.
Oh, mate, they are such superb.
I don't get it.
Such superb players.
And I think...
I thought Ryder was outstanding against the big fellas from Footscray. And
yep,
Minson. I really did. I thought... And he kicked goals.
But he beat him in the head as well.
He made him run.
He beat him in his mind.
He got him...
How many free kicks were because...
Correct, that's what I was trying to say. He got free kicks by upsetting him.
That's right. Jumping in front of him and doing all the little... Because unfortunately, the Will Minson era of Ruckman is starting to slowly go. I think he's still athletic enough to keep going, but eventually they're going to be the Ryder-like players, the Nat Newies, all that type.
Yep.
And, he's just been... He'd nearly be our best player in the last 4 weeks.
Most consistent.
Yeah.
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 He probably doesn't get our votes, but I think he's been terrific. So. Yep. Well, let's go to the votes. We had, as I said, fantastic response, our second highest ever, so that was terrific. Carlisle, 25. Ryder, 16. Heppel, 5. Winderlich, 2. Hurley, 1. And Myers, 1. Which leads Heppel on top, 134. Watson's hanging on to second, 114. Goddard hasn't polled for a while on 90. Zaharakis hasn't polled for a while, 72. Stanton hasn't polled for a while, 68. And Carlisle now in sixth.
He's been sixth.
55. He's got, and that's the record. He's got 225s. First player ever to get 2 best on grounds by every single person. So
that's pretty
he's
good.
On 55. He got 5 votes in the first 15 rounds and 50 in the last 2. So he's on 55.
He's come good, you might say.
So terrific response, and thanks everybody. And I'll tell you what, another couple of those games and he's right up there.
That's it. And we'll be right up there.
Well,
yeah, we are up there. That's the other thing.
Wow.
And Sandy, yeah, we did stay seventh.
We did stay seventh.
But we did win the game, which was really all that mattered. 4 points, a bye, a break. Let's get back together.
Sandy's really excited with the live ladder. I think that whoever showed him should be shot. Because I'm obsessed with it too, especially like when it comes to Premier League in that, because it is so close all the time. You put the live ladder up as you're watching. It is quite incredible.
But in all honesty, live ladder round two.
Yeah, round, yeah.
Like, we've got seven rounds to go and everybody plays everybody. And you've got Sydney, you've got St Kilda knocking off Rio by 10 goals. Mm-hmm. So many things are happening. Concentrate on the really important
things.
You just
get to get that W.
And if one player on that ground was thinking of percentages at the time, I'll bear my footer in Gotza Street, I tell you. That's unbelievable. Oh, the percentage has gone down 0.2. Oh.
Speaking of so players, sorry. You're Kirtley. I just want to bring him up again. I find him to be, other than Zach Merritt, probably the most exciting player at the moment. I think you are right. After your little love adoration last week, kept a little eye on him. He's a bullet.
He is.
A couple of Facebook comments as well were along the way.
His physical strength and his ability to get into position.
Yeah.
He's just got to do more. But he's new. He's young. How many games has he played? I mean, we're talking a first-year player who's played 12 games. And obviously, you know, he's played the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row. So I think people can see he's played 12 games, kicked 10 goals, first season, very exciting player.
Yep, love it. Absolutely love it.
And the merits.
Well, Jackson Merritt actually had quite a good game.
Get there.
But yeah,
last quarter by Collier. That we should have mentioned that.
Yeah, we should have. Really first and good. Last quarter.
Some run there against the young boys.
But he's faster. He's faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
He absolutely goes.
He goes. So that was good too.
Hibbo had a rough one. Tough first game
back. I know they kept saying first game back and all the rest of it, but he just looked out of just a little.
Fish out of water.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of a fish
got
out of water.
Got up, was a bit quiet.
Very quiet.
But again, led. I thought quite well in that last quarter.
When it had to happen, he was there and he was in the middle. He was in the mix. He was quality.
Now,
but he certainly wasn't.
Our Zacharometer was off. For sure.
Zacharometer wasn't quite on.
But we had the Kyle Lilometer. Totally ad-libbed this, everyone.
pretty obvious.
So I think those, when you think about Watson out, those four didn't play very well.
No.
This is really good signs.
That's right, because we didn't Bagley play that again. Well. Again, we got caught up, like we said before. But we've got players who push through. It might not be exciting footy. It might not, you know.
Oh, no, I don't agree. I don't know. There's something about, and Hurley.
Well, we kicked 15 goals, so it can't
that's
be
what I'm
bad.
Saying. Hurley grabs the ball when everyone's encroaching on him. The commentators are, obviously Dunstall, but he did make a really valid point, is that you know a good player when people are running at you, but he still can take a second to think about it, and he hit up Carlisle,
yep,
25 metres out in front. Like, another player wouldn't have done that.
Yep.
So he stood up. Yep. You know, these guys are doing these little things that will get ignored because of 8 goals by Carlisle or, you know, Chapman's last quarter. But there's all these little pockets of extremely good players coming through.
Yep.
And doing the little stuff.
Yep.
Not worrying about the big stuff.
Yep.
It's great. It's really good. That was the best part, I thought.
It was great. It was uplifting. A break, and then we're playing the best team in the competition in Sydney. So,
Are you going to that one?
No.
Oh.
No.
So you went to West Sydney, but not Sydney this year.
Well, we've never been to
Spotless.
No. We've been
Spotless
to SCG Skoda. Quite a few times.
Spotless now. Right. Okay.
So, and plus, we have to make a decision, and we didn't want to do it when the local team was at home. So, that's the other reason.
Fair call. Okie dokie. News. Watson apparently will be back this season.
Yeah, well, you hear.
You reckon he'll be back?
Look,
what's your opinion?
Everything I've read.
Your doctorate.
Everything I've read, it's obviously he's going to be back. Yeah. I would only have him back
if
we're going to play finals.
Surely,
and he's 100%.
That's right. I mean, he doesn't need a run-up.
He is an asset of asset quality and leadership for the future that we need. So, yep. Yeah, look, great to have him back. But he's going to take a while to warm up too.
You reckon?
Because
he's
going to step straight back in there.
I honestly reckon he'd be. Yep, I really do. The other bit of news, Howlett will be fit.
Yeah.
So that was obviously not a big... He was very quiet, actually.
Don't forget, there's 2 weeks. He was very quiet.
He was very quiet.
He was very quiet.
So, and I thought actually Del Boy done all right.
He's just one of those guys that always gets a goal. He just seems to always be there in one of the right spots at the right time and gets a goal.
Because he's a bit older, isn't he? He's
got that pace. Yeah. He's actually the perfect sub. I'm not sure you get your four quarters worth.
He is a bit of a... You know who wasn't a perfect sub?
Who?
Cooney.
No.
Do you reckon they rushed him back or what?
Do you think that... I'm not going to be too grumpy, but the commentators, you've got a Brownlow medalist coming on.
That's right.
Okay, fair enough.
One of the best modern-day players in the last 10 years. That's what they said.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yes, obviously he won a Brownlow. However, so on and so forth. We're not going to obviously not poo-poo him. He's a great player.
But I've got no negatives about him, but give the guy a shot.
I felt sorry for him.
If he was right, he would have played.
And if he was... Exactly. That's exactly right.
That was a risk.
Watson won't start as a sub.
No, you either play him or you don't. You're not going
to I feel for him because I feel they push him to incredible degrees.
They pushed, and Griffin's another one.
They pushed him
to the nth degree.
Very good player, Griffin. Oh, but I think Hocking did a very good job. And as soon as Hocking went on Dowhouse, that stopped.
All Australian, did you know?
To be. No doubts.
No doubt.
He may be compared to other forwards that are kicking goals.
Do you think...
And I thought, I'm sitting there thinking, well, hang on. Well, Carlo's obviously got this in the bag then.
I think Kingy must have put a bet on.
You reckon? Hey? Well, you're just hanging. He obviously hangs out with Brad Johnson.
That's right.
So, anyway, we shouldn't. But we do. Danaher's now undergoing surgery.
Yeah, well, that could be the end of the
year. This opens up a question that I have for you. I won't leave to ask Dad. So keep it brief. Does this mean Bell Chambers comes back in as a forward and ruckman? Because that's exactly what Danaher's been doing.
Gee, silence.
Mm, dead air. Never good.
I don't see that.
So you leave
all.
As it was.
I just see Ambrose doing more and putting more pressure on Ambrose. I see Melksham important. He's got to get himself back in.
What about Hardingham? We talked about him before we went on air.
Possibility, yeah. Mm. He's a possibility. He's also got to do more. I would like to see, if necessary, Hurls go down there if you need him. They're all saying Fletcher's finished and all the rest of it. Well, the right matchups and all that to work. But to answer your question, no, I don't see that's an entree for Bell Chambers.
No. Fair enough. Hooker also did quite a good job in the ruck.
He's a good jumper, a good leaper, but I'll tell you what, he's just such a fantastic backline, commanding. Yeah.
And against Sydney, he will not be playing in the ruck. I think against Sydney.
Is he going to go on?
He'll go on Buddy.
Budney again?
He will.
Oh, geez, I hope he
gives. But hang on, he's 10 times better than he was.
You can't blame him for that. I just want him to give him one.
You have to admit, it was a pretty incredible goal. Let's just be honest, and let's get past it.
Yeah, but I'm not knocking him.
No, of course not. It's not his fault that happened. No.
The guy kicked a magnificent goal.
Next Friday, that guy.
Budney,
yes. So, I think you might find against Sydney, Bell Chambers may be back in. I'm just saying.
Okay, coach. No, size. You might be right. Hey, absolutely.
Just saying size. I mean, they're big, they're strong, they're powerful people. I don't know.
We'll see. I would love to run them off their legs. And even that is saying, that's a big, it's easy to sit here and say that.
That'd be rough. That'd be hard to do. This week is a bye, as we said. We are also taking a bye. So you'll have to find something else to do, everyone, then listen to our awesome show.
So we're going for a bye as well, are we?
We certainly are, because we've got the VFL on a bye and the AFL's on a bye.
Okay.
And
We'll have a rest. Plenty of things to get grumpy about.
Plenty.
So if you guys get grumpy out there, just send them in to Juz.
Please do.
Because I'll be in the mood by then.
So Napier Street Elite on Twitter, or you can find us on Facebook, or you can go to our website, napierstreetelite.com.au? No, just .com. I should know that. So by the numbers.
Yes. Well, we're into 25s.
We are into 25s.
They've been up for a little while. We went through them all last week, but there are three. It's obviously out of three.
Yep. And Graham, they're the three Moss, that are polling at the moment.
Graham Moss, Scotty Lucas, and Roger Merritt. Three outstanding Essendon footballers. Roger, unfortunately, because half his season was with Brisbane, I guess. It's between Graham Moss and Scotty Lucas. For me, it's really easy. The better player was Graham Moss, but my favourite is Scott Lucas. So
I do find that interesting, because you always spoke very fondly of Roger Merritt.
Oh, I loved Roger Mera too.
No, no, I just...
I was one of those...
As a favourite.
I don't understand all the decisions. Well, I did then. I mean, we had so many big guys and with Van der Haar.
Isn't that funny then? With Salmon and Merritt
and
Salmon
and all the rest
now
of them.
Now we'd give anything for a big guy.
My gosh, we'd give
them all. For the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We'd love a big guy.
We're back there. I just hope we keep them all together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, get your votes in. We'll keep it going all through the bye week.
That's right. So it's probably a 3-week.
When we come back, we'll do the 26ers.
That's right. So NapierStreetElite.com, the poll is up now. Do I have it up here? So Moss is 70.
Oh, my gosh, we've got some votes.
Yes, 71% for Moss so far. Wow. Lucas on 14.29, Roger Merritt on 14. So it is an obvious leader at the moment, but right. You never know. So if you think Scott Lucas should be our number 25, get on it and vote.
Yep, it's one of those questions where is it you can't sort of doubt Moss's credentials.
No.
In his 4 years, he's probably done more than any player in 4 years.
That's well, yeah, ever.
Ever.
Now, the VFL came up against a very experienced Footscray.
Yeah, so we're now second with or something
Lee
on the
Jones
ladder.
And the other goods and all those guys played, and they were...
Yeah,
they were
well
convincingly
smacked.
Beaten
yes.
by 53 points at Witten Oval.
At Witten Oval, yeah.
But, it's pretty exciting to see Fantasia in the best again.
Yes, again.
Second best. And Steinberg.
We did predict that Fantasia would play his first game this year. We're sort of running out of games, but
well,
he's been in the best, I think, four of the last six games or five of the last seven, something like
and
that.
And I can say Steinberg has been the best Steinberg, for the last four.
But he'd have to be activated because he's...
I know, but that's going to be a headache at the end
Tip
of the year.
Tip and Woody, another big fellow who's going well.
He's not big.
And Aylard again, so yep. He's a bit slight.
And Hardingham.
And our old favourite,
and our
Doucher.
Mate, the Douche.
The Douche.
Probably shouldn't call him that.
He's a gun.
He's a gun. Yep. He's a very... Despite the name, he's a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know. We were talking about it before.
We're still in the run for the eight, just for those people who... Because I know we've lost a couple.
We certainly are.
But it's so tight that a couple of wins and we're right back in there. So
and it's a long season.
This is not over. This
no,
is
no.
not over yet.
We're 10th, aren't we? We're 11th, yeah. So, but what I wanted to bring up, we were talking about it just before we hit record, and I think this is a good conversational piece real quick. These kids that we keep talking about, you know, O'Brien,
yep.
Kavanagh,
yep.
Ashby,
yep.
One more.
Yep.
Which one? Not Van Noonan, the other one. Oh. Anyway, these guys are there, but they seem to...
They've been there a couple of years. Is what we
4 years, I think, now.
Same. Yeah, they've been there a little while.
Which is really scary.
So they need to step up, is what you're saying. Some of them...
Well, I mean, is it step up or is it... How can someone like Heppel walk in...
Well...
No, I know they're better. I don't know, he's better and that's fine. But I find it incredible someone can literally walk in and start playing. Zach Merritt did it. Even Jackson Merritt pretty much did it.
Well, Zach Merritt is the one that you can compare it to.
Well, that's right.
Was drafted
Heppel,
last year.
Heppel played round
one. Heppel's done it.
But he's a bit extreme, so that's fine.
He was also our highest draft pick
ever.
Just about.
Other than Goddard, which you like to mention often.
No, but he's not our... He's not our draft pick.
We would have.
Our highest draft pick.
Brendan, we would have.
Our highest draft pick, I hope he's got medical benefits.
Oh dear, that's a bit harsh.
But yes, that's unfair and it's unkind.
It is unfair
and it's so
you're tired.
Sad, but
you're getting ready for Grumpy Dad.
Yeah, I'm working my way into it. So yes, look, this is it. It's amazing how. But someone when I first saw Zach Merritt, saw his pictures, and then went and saw that preseason game, I thought I could put him in my back pocket.
Mm.
He's not going to
do it. Floating
well,
water.
Mm. Oh hello. Yep. Yes, he is going to do Smash. It immediately, and yep. he's quick. And he's,
so, what about these guys?
I don't know. This is where I find it. Some of them need more work, more development. But they are the next. We need that O'Brien Ashby type into that midfield sooner than later. And
well, I hope they do get there. I just hope they do get there, and I hope it's not...
A lot of time has been invested, and let's hope so. Let's hope they... I know they've been injured too. And,
obviously.
And poor old Brown, he's been out for another year. I mean, there's a lot of...
Exactly. And this was meant to be his year.
That's
so
right.
Next year could be anything. You don't know.
So you've just got to hope. You've got to hope.
That was the other one. Brown, that was the other one. So I just think that leads to a lot of... There's going to be a lot of questions asked at the end of the year. About what even... Not
yep.
even...
Yep.
The herd question.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, okay, let's get social.
Let's get social.
Grumpy Dad or Ask Dad? Which
one
you want to do?
No, you're
we'll leave the best till last, so we'll do Ask Dad first. We've got one question because, unfortunately, we are recording earlier than everyone's obviously gotten home, so they're obviously busy working. And it is the big question, I think, is on everyone's lips. Fletcher.
Yep.
The question is, does Fletch go on? I watched closely, obviously, and his form over the year has been more than fine. I would be happy for him to go on. This is from Gareth, our boy Gareth, who always gets involved.
My heart says exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I think the last few weeks there's been, and this is what every all the journalistic type footy people have said, well, there's no matchups for him, but unfortunately there probably hasn't been. It's been a very couple last few weeks have been different types of matchups, so there hasn't been. But I think he can go on.
Hmm.
He is definitely not the 38th worst player on our list. No, and that's what you've got to say, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Not just that he's keeping a young guy off, but is he keeping a young guy off?
He's not.
That is going to make that transition quickly. I don't think so.
Who would you pick instead of him?
No, that's right. And that's when you say, the only because one? somebody, I think they were talking about this on one of the shows, and they said Tate, I think it was Lloyd, he said Tate Pears. Mm. Not, no. So I, at this minute, see, as I was we actually sit gonna, here.
That was the one I was going to say.
As we sit, yeah, but he's better than Tate Pears. As of course this minute.
At this minute.
So therefore, he's still the worst.
Or Hardingham, right? Hardingham has got that. They say he hasn't got a matchup. Why can't we play him full forward?
Well, we can.
Why wouldn't we? He's pretty much Danaher's height, length, and length. Yeah,
you can try it. I mean, if that's not a bad little experiment. Actually, against Sydney, it's probably worth doing something a little bit different. Left field.
Get him a little bit rattled in the old SCG. You never know. I'm just saying, if there's no matchup forward, backward.
And there's nothing wrong with playing him next year, as a player who might only get 10 or 12 games because that's where he's at. But he's still better than our 38th player, therefore he's worth his weight. We're not carrying him, and of course the media's going to love that. That's so much bananas. That's why Lloydy should have gone on. I had all the experts telling me, and I, you know, that's crazy. We're keeping a young guy. Jay Neagle was the one that they talked about. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Right? So, no, I'm hoping my heart, and actually now that I've talked about it, my head is saying he should keep
going. Let's not panic.
No panic.
But the media's going to grab it. Because the media makes you panic. Right?
Yeah.
They made me question it every now and then, a couple of articles I've read.
Yeah.
However, when you think about it, they played against the best young team, in my opinion.
Who had a different setup.
Who had a very unhelpful setup, as I said to you.
But their weakness is actually no real key forwards. So they're tiny.
That's right. And so we were overweight, and that's what we said a week ago.
Yep.
Is the only concern is who's going to keep up because they're small.
And putting him on Stringer was not a great move.
No, that wasn't neither well putting thought Hibbo out. On him.
No.
So I don't. Yes. But hey, we love everything they do. So, but yes, that's the
great. But yeah. Oh, that's the ask dad. Well, I'm thinking that he has earned his spot. It's not a charity case. No. It's not a given. And he should, I believe he should carry on.
If he plays every game now and we make the grand final, the grand final.
Yeah, but
even
forget the 400. I just think.
Oh, I don't think anyone will forget the 400s.
No, I know that. But
if we play in a grand final, it's his 400th, we'll win. We just have to.
Keep going.
That's what would be written in law. Football God law.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. Now, Grumpy Dad.
Mm.
Listening to that vicious, this is Gareth again, listening to that vicious woman on Footy Classified would lead to Grumpy Dad. She is relentless on her attack on Herd.
Yep. I've bought her up probably 20 times. How many shows have we done? I cannot handle it. It's getting to me. It is absolutely ludicrous. But I'm not sure if Matthew Lloyd listens to us, but he stood up to her yesterday.
He did.
And he shut her down twice.
Good.
And it was fantastic. He actually had her saying, oh, Matthew, don't you know I was only being sarcastic?
Exactly.
Well done, Matthew. That's what you're there for. Yeah. Just keep her quiet.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. She was talking about things that were maybes, were up in the air, were just rubbish. It's just anti-Herd, anti-Essendon all the time. And trying to get Bomber Thompson in a position where he's the bad guy
who's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Bomber, you know, ridiculous. And yes, I am grumpy about that, and I was going to bring that up, but he beat me, so I'm impressed.
Very good. And of course, Matthew Lloyd listens to our show. Oh, okay. I can't believe he even questions. Oh,
okay.
Now, do you have any naturally grown grumpy dads?
You know very well.
So if you like you Dad's know. Grumpy Dad, please get on our Twitter. #GrumpyDad, tweet us @NapierSTElite, and we will compile them all during the fortnight we're off, and we'll have a grumpy dad session. Please continue.
You know I love sport. You do. I follow all sports all around the world. Yes, no bias. I love all sports. There's nothing bad about any sport. We listen to sport from Australia, US, UK, Germany.
Yes.
France. Ireland.
Yes.
France.
Yes. Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, very. You're making it up now.
Ice hockey. I love ice hockey. I really do. Anyway.
Oh, now I'm supposed to be grumpy.
Sorry.
Czech
Republic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we listen to the most fantastic commentating. We listen to not so good commentating. We listen to such quality from the US and the UK baseball. That it's unbaseball.
Love baseball commentary.
And cricket commentary from the UK.
Sky News.
And we listen to
Sky Sport.
And with soccer commentary, which is absolutely outstanding.
Sometimes
the can NFL. Be a yeah, well, we get a bit upset.
NFL's hilarious.
The NFL is just. But
anyway,
what have we done to deserve Jason Dunstall? Why? These guys are absolute. Have you ever heard anyone, like, as I say, all sports all around the world.
Never.
The last quarter stands, and what does he say?
Would you like me to say it, or do you want to say it?
Oh, I'd really like the Doggies to win this.
Yep.
That's an unbiased commentator. And we've got to sit there and listen to this. You aren't, and he's getting paid. No, it's now, people just will not
say,
good enough.
Can I just, people will say to you that he's a heartfelt, he wears his heart on his sleeves kind of thing, and that blah, blah, blah. I agree with you. It's disgraceful. And not even that, the groans when we pressured Western Bulldogs and they turned it over. The actual groans of Dunstall, like literally he'll go, oh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Get rid of the Hawthorne people out of these commentary. If they don't like Essendon, that's every right of theirs.
That's right.
But they're on a professional. Fox is supposed to be professional.
Exactly.
That's not professional.
No.
And the other one. The other one.
Which one?
You mentioned him before.
Sandy
Dwayne. Where did he go?
Dwayne Dopey Russell.
Trying to. He's got us believing that there are 97,000 people at Etihad for this game. Because Footscray. I know this is not against the Western Bulldogs.
Not.
I've got nothing against the Western Bulldogs. Because they're drawing so many people and it's outrating Essendon. Well, actually, there were 34,476 and we had at our game 33. So they beat us by 1,000 and ours was one of those 750 bloody start games.
Yes, it was.
So, hello. And most of those extra people there were Essendon supporters. Sorry, I'm getting excited. And I can show you stats on here. I've got this spreadsheet going back 20 years. If he wants to talk about attendances, Western Bulldogs versus Essendon, any combination you like, let him do it. Trying to build something that isn't true, again, is amateurish and pathetic. It is so pathetic. And we pay for this service. It's just not good enough.
But do you know what I think it does as well?
And I'm going to the footy for now because I can't stand watching it on TV.
Do you know what? I think you take a minute and I'll add on to this.
I feel a lot better.
It's good. I can imagine. It'd be like the morning after a curry, really, wouldn't
it? That's right.
But what was I saying? The other part that I find just depressingly embarrassing about our commentating is that, so we go from the commentary box down to David King, and then back up, and then down. But every time they introduce David King, now obviously he was a very good player. They got two-time premiership player.
That's right. And,
two-time premiership player,
1,257 goals, Jason Dunstall. And Brownlow medalist, Jared Healy.
That's right.
Is that their title?
That's right.
That's the whole problem. These guys have got no credibility as commentators. They're living on the past.
When what's his name? You know, Spurs great. Sir. Oh, you know.
Sir Alan Sugar.
When he gets
Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar. Sorry. He they don't refer to him as Lord Sugar. They won't do because it's about football.
That's right.
It's not about them. It's about the game.
It's about that particular game. Essendon versus Western Bulldogs at Etihad Stadium on that day. Not about those peanuts.
No. And the funniest part for our mate Dwayne is when it comes.
Which way did he go?
You've got yeah, Jason Dunstall with 2,000 million goals.
Yes.
Then you've got David King, two-time premiership player, and you've got Dwayne Russell, 50 AFL games. So they had to find something, right? So lucky he got to the 50. Because what would they have said, 49? Yeah, you know what I mean?
That shouldn't count against him if he's a great...
Of
and that's why we've got to stop criticising Bruce McAvaney, Dennis Cometti...
Yeah.
Jared Waitley. Yeah. These people
are fantastic. I don't think anyone could have said Jared Waitley.
The other guy on the ABC who won the Australian Honours Award.
Yes.
You know, these people are fantastic football commentators. They add emotion. They add passion. They add facts. And they make it exciting. Unbiased. They add value. And they're unbiased. Guys, fair dinkum, amateurs. And they get paid. I don't believe it.
Do you know the best part, though? Mm. This round was really good. Easy decision for me to make. I listened to it in Punjabi. Made it perfectly. My wife walks in. She goes, What are you watching? I'm like, you have no idea how much more enjoyable it is. With every couple of minutes, Job Watson says something, and the rest is in this.
I should have put it on. It was, Why didn't you tell me? I should have done it.
What do you mean? They kept saying red dot.
I'm so far. You know what I'm like when I watch the footage.
You probably had it muted. Yeah, you're comatose.
Absolutely comatose.
We have to throw things at you.
Talking about sport, I just want to bring something up.
All right.
Before you were born.
We're now well officially over time.
Oh, well, this is...
Before I was born.
Before you were born, I actually played a sport. Well, it's probably darts. It's debatable. Well, it's darts, right? So we're going to talk about sport.
I knew it was.
And we weren't too bad. And we used to play at.
You got a lot of trophies.
Out at Essendon, went a lot of
trophies. Your mum's got a lot of trophies.
Old mum, eh? Hey, 2'7", and she had to throw up. It was more like a pole vault.
But she downed a couple of pints.
That's right. She was in there. She was right in there.
A couple of large wines.
That's right.
That's what they call it. Yeah.
Anyway, we love that. And since I've now retired since last year, there's been quite a lot of darts on TV.
Isn't it everywhere?
Now, I have got a new sporting hero.
Oh, God.
And honestly, I want everyone to Google him.
God, like you are now.
Because, I want to make sure I've got it right.
Bunting? Stephen Bunting.
Now, that is a sportsman.
Oh, my Lord.
Right, now, please. His name is Stephen Bunting. I watched him today play in the, at the moment, the British, what do they call it, Masters or the whatever.
There's so many different competitions.
That's right. But this is on, and he's played in his first one.
Yeah.
And he's played against the world, what's his name? The guy who wears the snake. I don't want to get him.
He's a Muppet.
You've got to watch this guy, because I reckon body shape. Head shape, facial expressions. I can do this.
Yeah.
Why didn't you
missed our calling?
And he won. He won.
Is he the one you said looked like Peter Griffin?
Yes. Have a look at him.
Oh my God, he does.
You've got to put him. Now that is a sport. There he is. Have a look at the face. That's my new sporting hero. I just wanted to throw that in for a bit of light relief because I did get carried away.
All right.
But there you go.
That's excellent. That is a great way to go into the bye. Bomber can talk about all he likes that win going into the bye.
We need to recruit this guy because that's it.
I can't stop looking at him. It's like a car accident. You can't look away. Oh, my Lord. I
love him.
Okay, so everyone, we will be back.
His nickname's The Bullet.
The Bullet?
I don't like it.
That don't make sense.
He had to have a better nickname.
The Griffin.
Billy Bunter. The Pie Man.
The Sandwich. Steve Bunting.
The Pog Pie.
Steve Bunting.
See, his name. His nickname, The Bullet.
Where's he from?
He's
Liverpool. Oh my God, so he had to have one of those. Oh, I can't do a good Puddleian accent. All right, well. Anyway,
sorry to bring that.
That's all right. That's
but I just fantastic. Thought we'd bring in something from a different sport. Well, sort of a sport.
So before you.
I might have to make a comeback.
Before everyone does anything, get on your smartphone, Stephen, with a PH, yep, Bunting.
Bunting.
Have a look. If you ever wanted to know Dad's alter ego, there it is. All right. We're off for a fortnight, everyone. We're taking a bye week. Please tweet us at Napier Street Elite. Email us, napierstreetelite@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook or tweet us at Napier Street Elite. Until we're back,
yep.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers.